Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies. Get your prance on with your host, Lisa Lamont, who will guide you to the next level of awareness with other women just like you. There's no need to hold back because you're safe here with your fellow kitties. And now, here's Lisa.
Good afternoon, ladies, and thank you for joining me for another exciting episode of Ladies Get Your Prance On. And, you know, I just want to let all of you know that I am so grateful for the support that I've been given from you this past year. And those of you supporting all the women in business and the women entrepreneurs, this has been a really big turning point for me this last year. And I just want to say thank you to all of you. And when I'm ending up this year, I really wanted to have a guest that was more than just an entrepreneur and a business owner, which she is, but I wanted to have somebody that's been close to me for the past 10 years. She has such a loving and kind heart, and we will be talking about her business, but the reason why I wanted to have her on the show today is because I wanted to be able to embrace gratitude for this year, closing up on 2015. And so, Elizabeth Hagen, welcome to my show, girlfriend.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
I am so excited. You know, I've been meaning to have you on the show. I keep saying, Elizabeth, come on, Elizabeth, come on. And I just thought, what better person to wrap up the year than to have you on this show. So thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you so much for inviting me. I really appreciate it. It's awesome. It's great to sit and talk with you.
It is. Well, one thing that I wanted to share a little bit before we talk about the topic, which is embracing gratitude to shift your life. Can you share with the listeners who may not know who you are a little bit about your background, what you do for a living, and who you are first?
So I am Elizabeth Hagen, and I've been working in plastic surgery and dermatology for the last 16 years, doing laser, basically medical skincare. So I'm a laser technician, and I've been doing medical services, about half medical services and half cosmetic services. And so just recently this summer, I started my own practice in a naturopathic office. It sort of worked better within my philosophy. I still love Western medicine for what it can do, but I want to also incorporate the things of different types of alternative medicine as well, and mind, body, spirit type of an atmosphere. Because, you know, when we're talking about the body healing, we're also talking about the whole body healing. So, so that's basically what I do or what I can do.
So after we talk a little bit about gratitude and what that means wrapping up the year, because that's what the show is about, would you mind afterwards sharing maybe a few skincare tips for the women that are listening? Because I notice in the wintertime my skin gets a little bit more dry, so I thought, since I have you on here, maybe we can get some tips from you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can do that for sure. And you want to do that at the end, yeah?
Yeah, at the end, because, you know, I want to talk about gratitude. And, you know, when we were talking a couple of weeks ago, you know, going into the holiday season, so many emotions come up during the holiday season. And we find ourselves, you know, we have the intention of going into the holidays. We're going to be happy. We're not going to let things get to us. But all of a sudden, I mean, we have that intention, but all of a sudden things, you know, little roadblocks and things just, you know, pop up out of nowhere. And you were sharing a conversation with me that you had with a girlfriend. And so I just love that story, if you wouldn't mind sharing that with the listeners today.
Sure. Basically, the friend of mine, I hadn't talked to her on the phone probably in about a year and a half or so. So she had called, we were going to catch up, and she happened to call at a particular time. And I asked her, I was excited to talk to her. And she's like, well, how have you been doing? And I said, I just honestly feel really, like, tired, exhausted. I'm still bitter. I feel grumpy. I'm like, I just don't feel happy right now. I just don't. I mean, I'm in a really, like, just kind of a negative mood. I just felt really, like, bitter. I don't know. It's, like, this bitter thing, which isn't normally like me. But I noticed, like, there are just times in which I start to feel super tired. And that's when it's just like, I don't understand kind of what's going on in a sense, why I'm feeling so tired or why I'm feeling grumpy or whatever. So I just was having one of those moments. And, she basically was like, oh, I understand. She didn't really talk about a whole lot that I had felt grumpy, but I wasn't acting grumpy towards her. But then she basically started sharing with me her experiences about her work and about how she started just, you know, really thinking about gratitude, thinking about being thankful for things, and started incorporating that in her life, and how just everything just started to bloom and blossom for her. And the more she felt, you know, grateful for the experiences that she was having, the better the experiences were and the happier she was. And so as we were talking about that, I was like, wow, that's really great. That's awesome. I'm glad that's happening with you. And, you know, I started thinking about the fact that I had a couple times started a gratitude journal, and I just didn't complete it. You know, I just wasn't continuing with it. I would do it maybe for 5 days or 10 days, and then I'd stop and whatever. So, you know, after we got done talking, I said, I really need to start my gratitude journal today, you know. And so that night I wrote down about 10 things I was grateful for, and just like simple things. Like, I'm really grateful for my bed right now. This is actually really cool. You know, I get to go to sleep in this nice bed tonight, and I'm grateful for heat, and I'm grateful for, you know, just this basic simple stuff, right? And yeah. It was interesting because, yeah, when I woke up in the morning, I actually had a lot of energy. And I also thought to myself, Elizabeth, when you wake up, start your day with, what are you thankful for right now? Like, the first thought, say something that you're thankful for. And so I started to do that, and then I started to kind of look around and realize that I was thankful for all kinds of stuff. And then I went to yoga that day, and I got there, and I started doing the same thing. I'm like, okay, I need to be thankful for yoga. And I started looking in a room, and I was like, wow, I'm really thankful that these people came today, because I wouldn't do yoga on my own at my house, because I do it for 5 minutes and then I quit. So I really need to go to a studio where people are doing it, because I need that energy in order to do it. And I need that, you know, people show, I need that space of time, you know, dedicated. So otherwise I'll just give up, in a sense. So I started just really being thankful for everybody in the room, even though I didn't even know anybody, but I was really kind of overwhelmed that, you know, these people don't even really know or understand necessarily that they showed up for me today, but they actually showed up for me today. And I started getting teary, and I left, you know, the yoga, and I was like, wow, I just feel so thankful. I'm like, this is amazing. I just felt so much energy and so much kind of love coming my way. And I just started to realize that, you know, all of this stuff is available to me if I'm willing to be in the present moment and just be thankful for whatever energy is coming my way, or whatever energy I'm experiencing. And at that moment, I'm actually living purely in the present. I'm even driving home from yoga, and I'm like tearing up going, wow, the person walking down the street, they showed up for me today. You know, it's just like, wow, all these people showed up for me today, and I just didn't feel lonely or bitter, and it was crazy. And that's actually, you know, then I talked to you on the phone, and I told you the story, and I was like, this is so crazy. This is amazing. I mean, I had crazy energy. I just
want to interject, Elizabeth, for the people listening, you know, and when you shared this story, for those of you who are listening, because I've known Elizabeth for so long, Elizabeth is always upbeat, happy, positive. She is always like this little puppy dog wagging the tail in the window when you show up. I mean, and so when you shared this story with me, I was kind of shocked that you, always bubbly Elizabeth, that you had this moment of feeling grumpy. And how cool for you to be able to tell your truth to your friend, even though you hadn't talked to her, instead of saying, oh, everything's going good, everything's fine, because that's what I would say. How's your day going? Oh, fine. The grocery checker, how are you today? Oh, I'm fine. We just automatically say, and that's not being truthful. And I love that you were able to tell your friend, even though it had been a year and a half, you know, I'm doing okay, I'm a little bit grumpy. That was powerful, Elizabeth. That in itself was powerful. because that's because you told your truth, you were then open to receiving change. You were open to saying, you know what, I don't want to be this way. You know, I need to appreciate, I need to be grateful. I need to start being grateful again and writing in my journal. And then that dominoed onto, you know, I look around, I'm grateful for my bed. Now, how many of us don't even think about being grateful for our bed, that we have a bed to sleep on? When you think about how many people out there in the world don't have a bed to sleep on. And here this is something that we just take for granted. And then heat in our house.
Right.
Electricity, internet. And I just, when you were sharing that with me, and the emotion was so real and so raw in your voice, I mean, it was just like, it was like you were enlightened, you know. And I just went, wow, that, I wanted to have you on my show, because so many women, we are so responsible for taking care of our family, our friends, our coworkers, and making sure everything's okay and our kids are okay. And it's like, when do we have time to just slow down and be grateful for being who we are?
Right, and enjoying the moment. And enjoying what shows up. That was kind of like the huge key for me, is that, you know, in my life, I've had a tendency to think about what isn't there versus really notice what is sometimes. And so, you know, I could think about, oh, you know, I didn't see this person today, or this isn't happening right now that I wanted to have happen, or whatever. But when I notice when I'm in that mode, I'm not recognizing all the other stuff that is there, you know, all the other people that are showing up, and all the other energy that is there, all the stuff that's there, I'm not paying attention to it because I'm so concerned in my mind that that one thing or that two things or, you know, that it isn't exactly the way I wanted it, I'm not accepting and allowing and just enjoying the energy that I actually have in front of me. That's that, and that, that's, I, and to me, that I understood what living in the present, at least to that degree. I'm sure there's a much more deep way to know it, because as I learn things, I realize, wow, I thought I knew that, and then it's like, wow, it gets even deeper. But to me, it's like learning to live in the present, which is something I've really been, you know, that's been a focus of mine for the last, you know, long time. I've really been like, okay, I really want to focus on being in the present. And that, having that gratitude and being thankful for everyone around me, it was like, oh my gosh, right now I'm actually thankful for the present. Like, I'm actually living in the present. Like, I'm looking at the person in front of me, the checkout person. I'm like, thank you for being here today. You know, this was awesome. I was able to come to the grocery store. I got my food. She showed up for me today. Cool. And I can smile at her. You know, I can smile and be like, hey, thank you. And then you're sharing that gratitude. It's like, and, you know, a smile goes a long way in that, that cheeriness, right?
And, absolutely.
And it's crazy because that what happened is I was so much less, I was not tired. Because I was just having a hard time, like, oh, I'm just exhausted, you know. And I think it's because, you know, I was focusing on things that either I needed to take care of that I couldn't do at the moment, or things that weren't happening at the moment that I wanted to. I wasn't seeing all the things that were happening at the moment. And it was really cool. It was like, wow, it's like all this energy is right there at that moment. There's like all this stuff there. And I, yeah, but that is also what you're saying, what you were saying too about being able to open up to my friends. I guess the kind of cool thing is the friends that I have, I don't have, it's pretty awesome because I can tell them, you know what, I'm having a really crappy day. And they, you know, they'll share experiences with me and they actually edify me and help me out in that situation. And I'm like, cool, okay, I'm going to do this, you know. So the people I have in my life do help inspire me, which is really awesome. I can be honest with them, which is very cool.
And that's important to be able to do that. And so for the people that are listening, you know, you don't always have to be Susie Sunshine, but at the same token, you know, it's important for you to know that Elizabeth is generally 99% a positive person. And so because Elizabeth, I want to point out, you know, the yin and the yang of this, because some people call up and they're negative all the time, that you don't even want to answer the phone because you see their name and you're like, oh, my God, they're just going to complain about blah, 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 blah. And so I want people to know, too, is be mindful of yourself and loving yourself and find things to be grateful for because, you know, even though we all have times where we go through our trials. We all go through times where we feel grumpy and that. And like you said, these are your friends or people who know you and you can be your real self around. That's so, so true to know. So I just want people to know that you are such an honest and open person that if you're in a great mood, I'm in a great mood, you know, and on those rare times that you're having a tough day, and we all have tough days. There's nobody is exempt from having a tough day. Look at, you know, President Obama, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, anybody, you would not want to be a president right now. Anyone running for president, I think they're crazy. I mean, because you're gonna have half the country isn't gonna like anything that you have to say, and you still gotta be okay with it. So, you know, I love that you're able to just say, you know, your truth and just say how you feel and who you are.
Well, I don't, and the thing is, like, when I don't feel like I have, you know, when I, it's kind of not very often that I feel super grumpy. You know, like you were saying, and I just was honestly at that, like, I was honestly just feeling, like, really grumpy. I was like, I just feel bitter. And I'm like, I don't like this feeling. You know, it just doesn't feel right. And I was like, man, I just feel so bitter. I'm like, yeah. You know, I just, it's those feelings of, like, when you've put in so much effort towards things, you've been in so much effort, so much time, so much everything, and it just doesn't, it's like, where is that payoff? You know, sometimes it's just, it's frustrating and it gets exhausting. It's like, where is that payoff? And you know, and sometimes the payoff is so different than what you thought it would be. And maybe the payoff is just that you get grumpy and then you realize you have to be thankful. Who knows? Right? So.
Ooh. That was a light bulb moment there. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I feel like every situation, every moment, every situation, regardless of how yucky or whatever it may feel, there is always something positive to be made out of it, you know. But when you get tired, it's hard to find the positive, right? So sometimes you just have to look around and be like, hey, I'm just really happy that I can actually say I'm grumpy, you know. I mean, maybe that's the best thing to do at the moment. You're like, I'm just really happy that I can talk on the phone and say I'm grumpy right now. It's like, okay, maybe I'm not that grumpy anymore. Because once you start talking about things that you're happy for, it's really hard to be grumpy.
And you're not burying down those feelings because it came up, and so it's important to look at those feelings and see where this is coming from, you know, and to acknowledge. I think it's important that we go inside of ourselves. You know, I talk about mirror love in our group Parenting Kittens, and the importance of doing self love, and I say that's not ego love. That is, you know, that is love. It's not being vanity, because if we can't look into the mirror and say loving words to ourselves, then we're burying a lot of feelings. Like, you know, the grumpy kitty here. It's like if we're feeling grumpy, then where are these feelings coming from? What is it that you don't like about yourself? That when you're, why can't you say something loving to that person in the mirror? What don't you like about yourself? And maybe then when you have those feelings, it's addressing them and where are these feelings coming from? Because we can't change if we don't acknowledge what's broken or what's, you know.
Exactly.
So that's important to know.
I have a story for you about the mirror love.
Yeah.
So my friend, she wanted to lose at least 50 pounds, but around 50, you know, 50 to 60 pounds, right? And she was just having a really hard time with it. She really likes pizza, but it was giving her really bad migraines, and she was going to acupuncture and massage and just all this stuff. And, you know, she just really wanted to lose this weight. But at the same time, she was almost afraid to lose the weight. You know how the weight thing can just be one of those sort of circular moments, right? And so she was talking to me about it, and you had talked to me about mirror love, and that's something I had started to practice. And I said to her, I said, this is what I want you to do. And actually what I did is I wrote it out on the piece of paper for her. What can I do? how can I show myself love today, right? And I put it, and I taped it onto her mirror, and she was actually just telling me a story like 2 days ago or even yesterday. She's actually from that time till now, which is probably 6 months, 7 months, she's lost 50 pounds. And
I love it.
I know.
Yes.
Can you believe it? Yeah, she's been doing like the booty classes, and you know, she changed the way she's eating. She decided no more pizza, but she has other things that she enjoys, right? So she still eats French fries every once in a while, stuff like that. But she shared with me that, because I was telling her something that I really wanted to be working on, and she said, well, you know, when you put that on my mirror, she said, I left it there for 2 months. And I would tell myself, what can I do to love myself today? Or how can I show myself love? And she said, that is one of the things that helped me to start eating better for myself. Mm-hmm. And so your mirror love went through me to her. And I wanted to tell you that story. I thought that was pretty awesome.
That is a lovely, I love that story. And for me, I share people that I learned about mirror work first from Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life, which she's fabulous, because I think she is the originator, I think, of mirror work. And then it was Ida Grand, who is a friend of mine, who struggled with it in the beginning. And she goes, I realized I didn't want to, it shouldn't be work to love ourselves. So I call it mirror love. And I went, oh, Ida, I said, may I use that? She goes, oh, I don't care, you know. And so I want to give Ida, you know, I mentioned, you know, that she really came up with, it shouldn't be work to love ourselves. It shouldn't be work to look into the mirror and say, I love you. What good may I do for you today? It should be mirror love. And I went, oh, my word, that is just absolutely beautiful and spot on. Just like working out, you know, going to the gym and working out. It should be like a love fest, you know, when we have the ability to work out. Like you said, you go to yoga and you're grateful for all the other people who showed up, because I'm like you. I get more motivated when I'm at the gym. I joined the gym, you know, 5 weeks ago. I thought, I'm not going to wait till January. I'm going to get a head start. And I'm down 9 pounds. You know, I was down a little more, but, you know, Christmas caught up. But I'm still 9 pounds ahead than being, you know, in the hole. And so
right.
I'm grateful for where I am today and feeling better and having lots of energy. But food is simply a fuel. It's not an emotion. It's not a reward. It's not a comfort. And it's retraining our subconscious mind to rethink what, you know, foods as a fuel source and what kind of foods do you put into your body as a fuel source. Well, you know, before we run out of time, I want to be able to share with the listeners about skincare. Is there any tips or advice for wintertime? Should we put more moisturizer? Do we do cream? Is there something that's over the counter that's better than other things to use?
Yeah, so taking supplements, oil supplements to help keep your natural oils going, that's important. Not taking super hot showers, you know, super, super hot showers, you know, hot baths, all this kind of stuff, that can actually dry out your skin. Also using more of a heavy cream, you know, morning and night can also help with that dryness that happens. If you're in extreme weather, whether it's hot or, you know, well, I guess it would be cold in the wintertime, and even if it's sunny, make sure you're wearing sunscreen all the time. And then you can protect your face. But, you know, if you're up in the mountains, you know, put a scarf around your face so that you don't get windburned, you know, things like that. Or if you're out taking a walk for, you know, an hour or something and it happens to be windy and sunny and cold, you know, put something kind of around your face in a way that helps protect your skin, because your skin can get chapped, it can get windburned, it can get sunburned, all those things in the wintertime. And especially with the extreme cold, you know, we're putting our skin out there in the element. And so protecting it, you know, that's a huge thing. So just, you know, recognizing that our skin, you know, our skin it's really robust, but at the same time, it needs us to help it too. So just a heavier cream.
Thank
and
you. I love all those tips. I love all those tips, and I'm going to turn down the dial on my shower because I'm one of those hot shower people. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to change that. And, you know, I want to share with people that for those of you who live in Washington State, Western Washington, Snohomish, King County, Elizabeth does do skincare. She shared on her, where she's going to share her contact information. I've been having her do, if you can describe the procedure, but I am telling you, my skin after the second session with you, I'm telling you, I look younger. I was expecting to remove, you know, some of my age spots on my face because I'm 57 years old.
So what it is, it's called Intense Pulse Light. It's a photofacial. So what it does is it helps reduce the brown and the red, which is from, you know, sun damage. And so it's called a photofacial, IPL, photo rejuvenation, that kind of thing. And it does only takes a couple of treatments, and it makes a huge, huge difference for the overall tone and texture of the skin. And it makes you feel really good. So it's pretty awesome. Yeah. So that's what you were doing.
I love it. Well, you know, it's interesting because people see a difference. And one of the things that you noticed, too, you were telling me that when people get skin treatments, they tend to, like, take care of the rest of their body, which, I mean, this is going hand in hand with my weight loss and my working out, and it comes all together. So we only have about 4 minutes left. So I want you to take this time, if you don't mind, share with people a little bit about if you have any specials going on, how can they reach out to you and talk to you about their skincare?
Sure. So right now, up until January 1st, we've got $100 gift certificates for 25% off, and that's on the cosmetic procedures. And so if you were to call in or call us up at Lighthouse Natural Medicine in Mukilteo, so that's Lighthouse Natural Medicine, and same website, if you were to call, if you purchase those $100 gift certificates for 25% off, you have a whole year to use the gift certificate. You can use it for yourself, or you can use it for someone, or you can give it to someone else. You can buy up to as many as you want. We only offer this type of a discount once a year, and it's during December. So, you know, if you know that you want to do something in the future, but you're not quite ready to do it for whatever reason, but you know you're going to spend the money on it, then you can get a 25% off right now and then use it when you're ready. So
that's a great
cool
deal. That's great. So so your website is lighthousenaturalmedicine.com, and you're located
yes.
in Mukilteo, Washington, and that's about
yes.
20, 25 minutes north of Seattle. So it's a beautiful drive. It's absolutely a beautiful drive. You're located, you know, just right off the bay here. In Mukilteo. I happen to live in Mukilteo too. So go Mukilteo. And
yay.
So and you can also find Elizabeth Hagen on Facebook, and she's also a Prancing Kitten. And if you would also like to reach out to me, I can connect you with Elizabeth so you're able to talk more and find out what are some of the other skincare procedures that you do.
So it's photo rejuvenation. I do laser, intense pulse light, laser resurfacing. I help people with, you know, medical conditions, acne, rosacea. We do skin tightening. We do wrinkle reduction, scar reduction, anti-aging, you know, basically anything having to do with your skin. We take care
and
of that.
And do you do facial hair also, electrolysis?
Oh, also, yeah. I forgot. Yes, I do hair removal, too. I'm an electrologist, and I do hair removal. So I do laser hair removal and electrolysis. And electrolysis works on all kinds of hair. Generally, I only do it on the face, so that's for ladies who have, you know, white and red and just all the different color hairs. And so if you're finding yourself plucking all the time, there is something that you can do about it. But I also do laser hair removal, too. So that's for face and the whole body.
And that's where I first met Elizabeth, was to do facial hair on my little mustache and my chin. And some of, you know, as I get older, it's just like going, okay. So that was how I first met you a long time ago. So that's wonderful. Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining me today. And I look forward to having you back in the future so we can talk more about, we can do a whole show about skincare and all the different procedures that you offer. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you, Lisa, and thanks for everyone for listening. I really appreciate it, and hope you guys have a good new year.
Great. Thank you, everybody. Okay. Have a wonderful day, and we will be back in the new year.
Is your happiness stranded somewhere on an island in the far Pacific? You have no idea what direction you should go to get unstuck. If you have a phone, you can call Lisa for a no-pressure free consultation today. No matter where you live, you have one-on-one access to Lisa, who will guide you to move forward in a positive direction. Lisa Lamont is a certified hypnotherapist and life coach who gets immediate results for hundreds of people around the world. You deserve to be happy today. Call 206-834-LISA or go to www.lisalamont.com. This is your time to awaken your true purpose in life and be happy.